Blog Talk Radio.
You're so worthy.
sit down, Kobe Shaq.
Hosanna, Lord, we love you. Amen. Welcome, everyone, to Bible study. It is Wednesday. It's come quickly. Amen. We thank God for this day. So let us pray as we enter in Bible study to receive and rightly divide the word of truth, which is the word of God, the living word of God. Father God, we thank you. Father God, we come in the mighty name of Jesus Christ to receive from you, Father God, your word, Lord God, and instructions, amen, and directions in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to your word. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, Lord, we come to give you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We exalt your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for saving us, Father God. Thank you for your word, for we know your word is true, Lord God. We ask in Jesus' name, Lord God, as we reach your word on tonight, Father God, we ask that you open up our understanding to receive divine revelation and knowledge of your word so that we can apply to our lives and live a life that is upright. Hallelujah. That we live a life that is upright and pleasing in our sight in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we ask that you allow the scripture to take root and manifest in us, mind, body, soul, and spirit, and be engraved on our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, teach us how to guard our gates, oh God, that we will not be tricked, that we will not succumb to the temptations of this world or conversations of the enemy. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against every unteachable spirit on the line, every hindering spirit, every spirit of confusion, doubt, fear, worry, disbelief, pride, rebellion, self-righteous spirit, every spirit of a familiar spirit, amen, every spirit of depression and oppression, anxiety, and we command you to cease your works and die at the roots and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we decree in the crown of the blood of Jesus Christ that we are free and that we are free indeed, hallelujah, and we thank you for it, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be glory, amen, amen, and amen. Welcome, everybody, to Bible study, hallelujah. I always love Bible study. It's a time where I can slow down and we can break it down and receive any answers or any questions or any comments that we don't have the opportunity to do in our Sunday service when the word is being preached and teached. But this is a time that we can ask questions, you know, and kind of slow down and get a better understanding of the scripture, even those things that we've read at the time in our own study time. Amen. So welcome, everybody. I'm going to open up your line and just say welcome, welcome, welcome. At this time, welcome to this community reference, Sister Dillard and everyone else that is in Bible study that's online. I did get a message saying Sister Henderson is online listening. Welcome. Amen. You all. So once we get when we get to a point that we have comments and questions, we'll open back up the line. If you have any questions or comments at that time, you'll just press 1 or I'll just call your name, 1 or 2. Amen. Hallelujah. So we thank God one more time. You all, we're still in the study of spiritual warfare and deliverance. Last week we were talking about, if you were with us, getting plugged into the source, and our source of power is the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. Understand that we build ourselves up in faith when we confess the word, and we experience greater confidence when we understand the word and walk in revelation. And we talk about prayer plugs us into the power source, and prayer connects us to God, amen, and it allows his power to flow to us in any situation. So this Wednesday, you all, we're going to be talking about confronting the enemy tactics. You know, he has his tactics and plans and plots and agendas, and those that will allow themselves to be used by him, they will definitely be used. So tonight, you all, again, we're talking about confronting the enemy's tactics. If you're just entering in Bible study, we're talking about confronting the enemy and his tactics. When we look in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11, is where we're going to start today. That's Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11. So we're not to be ignorant, you all, of the devil's tactics. We can overcome all the schemes of the devil. The devil is a schemer. He's a schemer. You understand, a scheme is a plan, a design, or a program of action. The Bible talks about this here, about the wiles of the devil, you all, in Ephesians 6 and 11. A wile is a trick or a trap. A trap is a snare. So when we look in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11, the Bible says, and I'm coming out the King James Version, you all, the Bible says, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Amen. Put on the whole armor, God, so that we can be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. Amen. So understanding you all, warfare involves tactics and strategies. So the greatest generals are great technicians and strategists, you all. So you cannot win without a strategy. You know, we pray, we put strategic prayers to come against the enemy and his plans and tactics and wiles. So don't allow the enemy to strategize against you. Overcome and destroy his strategies through prayer. And this month of May, we in prayer every night at midnight. We started on May 1st, and we end on the 31st. Every night at midnight, we in prayer as a new day, as we enter into the new day and the new hour. So understand you, our traps and snares are hidden. People fall into traps unknowingly. So we are delivered from the snare of the fowler. A fowler, you all, is a hunter. A follower is a hunter. So Satan is the hunter of souls. We can release ourselves and others through prayer. So the main tactic, you all, of the enemy is deception. He is a liar and the father of lies. If you go to the book of John 8:44, you know, to witnesses for yourself or to verify for yourself, John 8:44. Amen. The Bible says in John, the book of John, chapter 8:44, it says, you are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. So we see here in Scripture, the word of God exposes the tactics of the enemy. See, God is light, you all, and his word is light. The light exposes the enemy and tears away the darkness. Amen. The light exposes the enemy and it tears away darkness. Hallelujah. I want to slow down just a little bit. Make sure I don't go too fast for anyone. So understand that the light exposes the enemy and tears away the darkness. Hallelujah. So the word of God exposes the tactics of the enemy. God is light and his word is light. So understand, multitudes of people are deceived, you are, by the enemy. There are hosts of lying and deceiving spirits that work under the authority of Satan. So these spirits, y'all, include delusion, deception, lying, seducing, blinding, error, and gall. So our praying can strip the power of these deceiving spirits and cause the eyes of people to be open. Understand, there's power in prayer. Amen. So David prayed against the enemy conspiracies, you all, of the wicked. In the book of Psalms are filled with references to the plans of the enemies to overthrow him. So his prayers were the key in destroying the plans and bringing him deliverance. So David prayed for his enemies to be scattered, for them to be confused, for them to be exposed and destroyed. So you too can pray that prayer. Amen. You can say that prayer as well to destroy the enemy's plans and bring yourself deliverance. And you can pray that prayer for the enemies. You know, Father God, let my enemies be scattered and confused and exposed and destroyed right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So David's struggle was with natural enemies, you all. Behind these natural enemies were spiritual ones that were opposed to Davidic kingdom. So Jesus was to come from this line and sit upon this throne. So David was fighting against you all. David was fighting something beyond the natural. He was fighting something beyond the natural. So through the Holy Spirit, he was contending with the power of darkness that were set against the arrival of the kingdom of God. So these powers were also manifested through Herod, who attempted to kill the coming Messiah. Herod was driven by spirits of fear and murder. He was used by Satan to attempt to abort the coming kingdom. However, you all, the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, hallelujah, the Holy Spirit had already been loosed through the prayers of David, and David's throne was secure. So many of these warfare prayers are taken from the Psalm of David. If you all remember last week, we were talking about the Psalm 51, to pray that prayer. So Jesus is the Son of David. He sits on the throne of David. See, David's prophetic prayers were weapons against the enemy's attempt to stop the promised seed. So David's victories, you all, in prayer opened the way for his kingdom to come. The throne of wickedness was unable to overcome the throne of righteousness. So God called David. He became the warrior king. His victories caused his kingdom to be established. So his victory over the house of Saul came after a long war. When we look in the book of 2 Samuel 3:1. So don't become discouraged in prayer, you all. Continue to pray. You will become stronger and the enemy will become weaker. You remember we talked about this as we pray. We pray. David consumed his enemies, you all. He did not turn until they were destroyed. We must see our spiritual enemies completely destroyed. We must pursue the enemy. We must pursue the means to follow the order and overtake and capture. So it means to chase with hostile, you all. We talked about this last week. We talked about this last week, you know, refreshing over there when we talk. Because a lot of times when we have our Bible study, a lot of times when we get out, we forget that we were taught in Bible study. But if we're having a refresher, you know, each and every time refreshing ourselves on what was taught. And remember, you can always go back and listen. You can always go back to these lessons. Amen. So understanding you all, David's victory prepared the way for Solomon. Solomon enjoyed peace and prosperity. We talked about that last week. Amen. And then just understanding that how powerful, you know, prayer is, and understanding that you all, once we understand how powerful prayer is, then we'll enter into that place of believing and trusting God that our prayers will be answered according to his will and plan for our life. And it's just very important that we stay right there. Amen. So let's talk about today the weapons of warfare. We're talking about the weapons of warfare here. So if you all just kind of tuning in, we just had a brief description of everything that we taught last week and combined it with this week as well. And so we're going to, at this time, if you have any questions, we kind of just went over what we talked about last week, given the scripture. So right now we're going to go ahead into the weapons of warfare, you all. Amen. The weapons of warfare. From this time, what I'm going to ask, if you have any questions, I'll open up the line for you. Just press 1 if you do, if you want to make a comment. I don't want to open anybody's line. If you don't want to speak, you're just here to be a part of Bible study. So if you have a question or comment, just press 1 at this time, and then I'll know that it's okay to open up your line to receive from you any comments or questions. Amen. Amen. Okay. Well, nobody have any questions or comments. If you're online, if you have any questions or comments, you'll have to email those over to us, and then we'll have to get those and then answer those questions on next Wednesday. And that's at thepreacherandthepastor@gmail.com. Thepreacherandthepastor@gmail.com. All right, so you all, let's go over to the book of Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Hallelujah. Verse 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4. I'll give you all a moment to get there in your Bibles. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when we look at the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 2, I'm sorry, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4, and as we're talking about the weapons of warfare, for the weapons of warfare are not carnal, but mighty in the mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. Amen. Amen. And once we understand that, you all, we can be effective in our prayer life. We can be effective in our warring in the spirit. Understand that for the weapons of warfare are not carnal but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. Amen. Okay, so God has given us spiritual weapons, you all, to pull down strongholds, to take back our covenant inheritance and defeat the enemy. So in any combat situation, you want to be well informed of what your weapons are at your disposal and well trained on how to use them. So the Bible says that God teaches and trains us for war, according to Psalm 144, you all, in 1. So as we journey on and understanding the weapons of warfare here, we'll discover what weapons God has given us and access to wage the good fight of faith and come out victorious. How many of us want to be able to say we're victorious and actually see the victory? Amen. How many of us want that in our lives and for others, to others that we love and care about? So we're talking about the Word of God here. The Word of God is the sword of the Spirit, you all. A sword is used in war. So the Lord will teach you how to use this sword. So you will use it against the spiritual enemies of your soul. You will see great victories as you use it correctly. That's important as you use it correctly. So the word of God is our source of wisdom. We operate in God's wisdom to defeat the powers of hell. See, confessing the word of God is an important part of every believer's spiritual life. Christianity is called the great confession, you all. Salvation comes from confessing with the mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, according to the book of Romans 10:9-10. So the mouth is connected to what? To the heart. The word of God released from your mouth will be planted in your heart. Faith is also released from the mouth. The mouth can only release what's in your heart, what's in the heart. See, faith in the heart that is released through the mouth can move mountains. Jesus said, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here, there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. We see this in the book of Matthew, chapter 17, verse 20. This is what Jesus said. So God's word is powerful. When you speak it, it becomes like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces. Amen? The word of God is a treasure chest of wisdom and knowledge. Of wisdom and knowledge. It contains an abundance of revelation for every believer. Key word, you all, every believer. Every believer. So you have to be a believer. Every believer who desires to enjoy liberty and victory must take time to study the word of God and ask for revelation. Ask for revelation. Revelation is the key to authority, you all. Peter received the keys of the kingdom after he received the revelation that Jesus was Christ. According to Matthew 16, verse 16 through 19, you all, as we receive, you all, the revelation in the word of God, we too will grow in our authority in the kingdom and over the enemy's devices. Amen? So the word is near us, and it is in our mouths and hearts, according to the book of Romans 10 and 8. So this is the word of faith, you all. We speak from the abundance of the heart. God watches, you all, over his word to perform it. He watches over his word. I want you to understand it. He watches over his word to perform it. Amen. So God is the source of our victories and breakthrough. See, he is the source of our wisdom and strategies. His word is the source of our understanding of the warfare in which we are involved. The study and illumination of his word, you all, is invaluable in helping us experience deliverance and breakthrough in every battle we face in life. Amen. So, if you have any questions or comments at this time, press 1 before I move on. Press 1 if you have any questions or comments at this time. Press 1. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. Just want to make sure I give everybody the opportunity to press 1. All right. So prayer, you all. Let's talk about prayer. You know, I believe in prayer. I'm called an intercessor, a watchman. So prayer, I have my life is prayer. I am going to be in a position to pray for those that are in need of prayer. And it's so important that we are praying as believers. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you all. Prayer is a powerful weapon for believers. And we are believers who have a hatred for the works of darkness. See, do you hate every false way? Do you want to see changes in our city, in our region, in our nation? That's the question. See, this is your right and inheritance as a son or daughter of the king. As you pray, your father will give you nations for an inheritance. Amen? Your prayers have a power to change geographic regions. Understand this. Amen? Because you have the power and authority that God has given us, but we have to have the faith to activate that power and authority that is given to us. So when you have the fear of the Lord, you will hate evil. Go to the book of Proverbs 8:13, and your righteous prayers will reflect it. See, because you hate evil and love what is good, your warfare prayers will not only be for victory in your city, in your neighborhood, in your region, and nation, but they will also be targeted towards seeing breakthrough in your personal life. Amen? Amen. Your prayers can demolish strongholds. See, when you pray, you are enforcing the victory over Satan that was won on the cross. You are executing the judgments written against him through your prayers. You are reinforcing the fact that principalities and powers have been spoiled. According to according to the book of Colossians 2:15, you all. See, this honor is given to all his saints. Amen. See, this is why it is so unfortunate that there are so many believers who struggle with prayer. So many say that they don't know how to pray and somehow become discouraged in prayer. This is why there's still so many areas in their lives that are still under oppression of the enemy. The Lord taught us, you all, and it is teaching us and teaching me a long time ago, you all, the importance of praying when I was in my 40 days. I always been a praying woman, a praying of young girl, and I would say they're 10, but I always was always praying. Anybody will tell you, she's a woman of prayer, and she's a woman of faith, even before I got called into the ministry. So the Lord had taught me a long time ago the importance of prayer, the word to overcome spiritual resistance to the plan of God for my life. Hallelujah. And I remember during that 40 days of prayer, God had me to call. I was in prayer with six other people that was praying to me during that time of prayer at a set time every day. And there I was instructed to, by the Holy Spirit, to pray for someone different every day. During that 40 days, I had to just call somebody randomly as I was led by the Holy Spirit to pray for them, not knowing what God was about to do. Amen. Hallelujah. And so I just thank God for understanding how important prayer is. Prayer is very important, you all, to overcome spiritual resistance to the plan of God for our lives. So we have to pray. The Holy Spirit has helped me understand many scriptures and how to use them in prayer so that I can continue to walk in victory. And that's why whenever, if you do pray with me, I had an opportunity to pray with me for however many amount of time, you'll know that there's always a scripture, there's always a word that God will give. Description and understanding that for all that come into agreement on the prayer line, or even we have that personal time of prayer, there's always the word of God that's broken down and divided. So I thank God for that. So when you base your prayers on the word of God, you all, it will inspire your prayer. Then you're praying prophetically. See, praying the word of God will expand your ability to pray. See, it will stir up a spirit of prayer within you. See, we are told to pray with all kinds of prayers according to Ephesians 6:18. See, praying the word will cause you to pray many different kinds of prayers that you ordinarily won't, would not pray on your own. So if you go over to the book of Ephesians with me, 6:18, amen, Ephesians 6:18, I'm going to wait for you all to get there. I'm coming out of the New King James Version. So Ephesians 6:18, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. 6:18. I'll read it. Hopefully you all are there right now. The Bible says in Ephesians 6:18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all preservations, you all, preservance and supplication for all the saints. So this is the book of Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So praying the word will cause you to pray many different kinds of prayers. Amen. Amen. So you all, this will help you to break the limitation off your prayer life. You know, reading, studying, and meditating on the promises of God will motivate you to pray. God has given many great and precious promises, promises to help you, to save and deliver you from the hand of the enemy. Amen. And to heal you and prosper you. Amen. Hallelujah. It is through faith-filled prayer that you inherited these covenant promises, according to the book of Hebrews 6:12. And we can go there and see for ourselves tonight. Hebrews 6:12. If you want to go there with me, Hebrews 6:12. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hebrews 6:12, you all, reads as follows. Amen. The Bible says, I'm in the King James Version, that you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Let me say that again, that you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. And this is what scripture says. Amen. So prayer is also one of the ways we release the will of God upon the earth. We must study the word of God in order to know the will of God. See, this is why prayer and the word must be combined. Daniel was able to pray effectively because he knew the word of God concerning his people. And I'll give you the scripture that you can go to it on your own time in the book of Daniel, chapter 9, verse 2-3. And I'll repeat that two more times. The book of Daniel, chapter 9, verse 2 through 3. The book of Daniel, chapter 9, verse 2 through 3. So we should pray with understanding, you all. According to the book of 1 Corinthians 14 and 15, it's very important that we are praying with understanding. Understanding the will of God will help us pray correctly. The word of God is the will of God. Amen. We are not to be unwise. We are to understand what the will of the Lord is. We look in the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 17. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 17. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 17. Amen. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians chapter 5, verse 17, you all, therefore do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Amen. Hallelujah. So prayer also helps us, you all, walk perfectly and completely in all the will of God. You all, we are encouraged to call upon the Lord. He has promised to show us great and mighty things. Amen. The Lord delights in our prayers. Understand that he delights in our prayers. He delights in answering our prayers. So before we can call, he will answer according to Isaiah 55 and 24. See, the Lord's ears are open unto the prayers of the righteous. Hallelujah. The effectual and fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. So we are told to pray, you all, without ceasing. Our God hears prayer. All flesh should come to him in prayer. All believers have similar challenges, you all, and all believers can overcome these challenges through prayer. See, God is not a respecter of person, you all. He is near to all who call upon him. The Lord will hear your supplication and he will receive your prayers. Amen? See, calling upon the Lord will bring salvation and deliverance from your enemies. See, this has always been a key to deliverance. You can pray yourself out of any adverse situation. The Lord is your helper. Understand that. Believe that. The Lord is your helper. God will not turn away your prayers. God will not despise your prayers. The prayers of the upright are God's delight. Proverbs 15 and 18. If you go over to Proverbs 15 and 18, you can read that for yourself in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs 18. Hallelujah. I'm sorry, 15 and 8. 15 and 8. Where did I get 18 from? Proverbs 15 and 8. Hallelujah. Proverbs 15 and 8, you all. If you read it for yourself, it says, the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. It's right here in Scripture. Amen. God has promised to make us joyful, you all, in the house of prayer. God's house is called a house of prayer for all nations. I believe we should not only pray, but also enjoy prayer. I enjoy prayer, God. I enjoy the time that I can enter in that place, amen, and receive from God, amen. And not just to be received by God and to receive God, amen. So the joy of the Lord is our strength. Prayer should yield an abundance of miracles and rewards. So those who enjoy the result of prayer will enjoy an exciting life, amen. See, David was a king who understood the place of prayer in victory. He had many victories over his enemies. He saw mighty deliverance through prayer. He prayed for the defeat of his enemies, and God answered him. We will have the same results over our spiritual enemies, you all. We're not wrestling against flesh and blood. We must overcome principalities and powers with the armor of God. We must take the sword of the Spirit and pray with all prayer. Amen. See, the prayers of David ended with Psalm 72 and 20. He ended them by praying that the whole earth will be filled with God's glory. Amen. See, this is the end of prayer. We believe that the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. So this is our goal. We will continue to pray toward the fulfillment of this promise. We will see the growth of God's kingdom and the destruction of the powers of darkness through our prayers. Amen? Through our prayers. Hallelujah. Revival and glory are increasing. Amen? Our prayers are like gasoline to the fire. Our faith-filled prayers are keys to seeing miracles and breakthrough on a consistent basis. Whatever we ask in prayer, believing we will receive, you all, according to Matthew 21 and 22. Matthew 21 and 22, Jesus is speaking. So And, you know, a lot of us, I live a life of fasting. I used to fast more before I got married. But living a life of fasting and praying and understanding what fasting is, in the book of Matthew chapter 17 and 14, and we'll wrap up here soon, 14 through 21, the disciples of Jesus, let me repeat that for you, okay, so I went too fast. In Matthew chapter 17, verse 14 through 21, the disciples of Jesus encountered a demon in a young boy and could not cure him because of unbelief. See, unbelief hinders us from dealing with strongholds. It takes faith to dislodge the enemy, amen? It takes faith, you all, faith. I always tell people it's your faith. Not my faith, your faith, that will get you over. Our combined faith, hallelujah, 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 is extraordinary in itself. But your faith is what's going to get you over. So understand that unbelief hinders us from dealing with strongholds. It takes faith, you also dislodge the enemy. Fasting helps overcome unbelief and build strong faith. So this is a supernatural combination that Jesus gave his disciples in Matthew 17, prayer and fasting. So some things take fasting and prayer. See, there is no other way around it. There are you all, those kinds of demons that just don't give up. They are strong, proud, arrogant, and defiant. It will take the anointing to destroy those yokes. So when you fast, the anointing increases in your life because you are so into the spirit. You're so into the spirit. Amen. See, the authority of God and the power of God and faith of God comes alive when you lay aside some things and fast. See, Isaiah 58 talks about how we can fast to break every yoke, to undo the heavy burdens. Fasting makes room so that the oppressed go free. Amen? Fasting breaks bondages and causes revival. As you fast and humble yourselves, the grace of God will come upon your life. The Lord will be the strengthening of your life. Amen? Fasting builds faith and unshakable resolve so you can experience deliverance in every area the enemy has tried to control. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God, my God. So when we're fasting, y'all, approach fasting with humility and sincerity. Approach it with humility and sincerity. In Jesus' day, the Pharisees, they fasted with attitudes of pride and superiority. We look at the book of Luke, chapter 18, verse 11 through 12. That's the book of Luke, you all. Amen. Chapter 18, verse 11 through 12. So you can write that down. The book of Luke, chapter 18, verse 11 through 12. So anytime you are full of pride, you all being legalistic or religious, you can fast and pray all you want, but you won't see many miracles. See, the Pharisees didn't have any miracles come as a result of their prayer and fasting. They had no power. See, Jesus had all the miracles because he was humble and full of mercy. He was full of love and compassion toward people. So we must approach fasting with humility. Fasting must be genuine and not religious hypocritical. So this is what God requires in fasting. We must have correct motives in fasting. Fasting is a powerful tool, everyone. Great miracles and breakthrough happen when fasting is done in the right spirit. Amen? Fasting cannot be done with amusement. Fasting cannot be done with mistreating others. Fasting cannot be done for strife or contention, you all. Fasting should cause, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, glory. We just thank God. Fasting, you all, should cause one to bow his head in humility like a bulrush. Fasting should be a time of searching the heart and repenting. Fasting should be done with an attitude of compassion for the lost and hurting. See, this is the fast that God promised us to bless us. Amen. See, the enemy knows the power of prayer and fasting, and he will do everything in his power to stop you. Believers who begin to fast can expect to encounter much spiritual resistance. A believer must be committed to a fasted lifestyle. See, the rewards of fasting far outweigh the obstacles of the enemy. Fasting, you all, releases the breaker anointing. Amen. The breaker anointing. The prophet Micah prophesied the day of the breaker coming upon before his people. So we are living in the days of the breaker. Amen. We are living in the days of the breaker. We look at Micah chapter 2, verse 13. Micah chapter 2, verse 13. The breaker is, the Bible says, the breaker is come upon before them. They have broken up and have passed through the gate and are gone out by it, and their king shall pass before them, and the Lord on the head of them. That's in Micah chapter 2, verse 13, so you can read it for yourself. The Lord is a breaker, you all. He is able to break through any obstacle or opposition on behalf of his covenant people. There is a breaker anointing arising upon the church, and we are the church. We are seeing and experiencing more breakthroughs, you all, than ever before. Excuse me, than ever before. My God, excuse me. I don't know what's going on here. Than ever before, y'all. Fasting will cause breakthroughs to continue in families and cities and nations and our finances and church growth and salvation, healing, and deliverance. Amen. It will help believers as we are to break through all opposition from the enemy. There are many benefits, y'all, in fasting. Fasting will break the spirit of poverty over your life and will prepare the way for prosperity. We see this in the book of Joel. Fasting will break the power of fear that tries to oppress you. Fasting will break the stronghold of sexual impurity. Fasting will break the power of sickness and infirmity and release healing in your life. Amen. Fasting will release God's glory for your protection. Fasting will result in answered prayers. Amen. I'm a witness to it, you all, what fasting will do, what fasting can do. Amen. Hallelujah. Fasting releases divine guidance. Fasting will break generational curses. Fasting closes breaches and brings forth restoration and rebuilding. Fasting will cause you to have great victory against overwhelming odds. Amen. Fasting will prepare the way for you and your children and deliver you from the enemies that lie in wait. Fasting will break the powers of carnality, division, you all, and strife. Fasting, you all, will break. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of y'all need a breakthrough? Hallelujah. Understanding what fasting will do, everyone. Fasting will break, you all, the powers of pride, rebellion, and witchcraft. Fasting will cause the joy and the presence of the Lord to return. Fasting will release the power of the Holy Spirit for the miraculous and then to occur in your life. Fasting breaks unbelief and doubt. It breaks unbelief and doubt. At this time, if there are anyone have any questions or comments, press 1. Any questions or comments, press 1. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. We thank God. Hallelujah. I'll give you all the opportunity to press 1. If you have any questions or comments at this time, my Lord, my God. So you all, I'll go ahead and wrap up here. Just wanted to see if anybody had any questions or comments. All right, Evangelist Kimberly Redford, God bless you. Welcome. Go ahead.
Amen. I'm so glad that you're covering fasting because a lot of times I pray, but I don't fast like I should. So I'm reminded to make sure I get into a state of fasting, and I want to definitely go on a fast. Really, you know, I'm going to be led by the Holy Spirit, but I know it is an essential part of a Christian's walk, you know, to be closer to God and to be, you know, to hear his voice clearly and to be able to be obedient to his will. So thank you for covering that. I really needed that.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you for your comments. I know many of us on the line probably wanted to say the same thing and have an understanding. Asking you all will bring restoration to you. You know, a lot of times we get in that place in this life, even as a believer, we'll get to that place where we just feel like we can't even pray or open our mouths. We just seem bogged down, and there's a time for fasting that we need to come aside and fast, you know, to consecrate ourselves. And so I thank you for your comment, Evangelist. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. You all. Hallelujah. So you are just understanding, living life for fasting. Just because I fast for 40 days doesn't mean everybody else needs to fast for 40 days, and understanding, asking God what type of fast he wants you to go on, what kind of fast you need to be placed on. And sometimes it could just be maybe once out the month, you know, the beginning of the month. I know some people fast for 3 days, but the first week of the month, they go into a fast from that. they'll start like on a Monday or a Saturday or Sunday. Most of us are like on a Sunday because it's the beginning of a new week, Sunday, do a 3-day fast. Sometimes it's 24 hours. Sometimes it's 12 hours. So just, you know, being that mindset of, you know, every fast is not the same amount of time for some people. Some in the Bible, you see different times of fasting, 3 days. You've seen 21 days. You've seen 40 days in the Bible. So just, you know, ask God what type of fast. Make sure that we are fasting and praying. Hallelujah. God bless everyone. I'm so grateful to see so many of you all in Bible study and taking the time out to be sharpened, you know, to bring understanding, to receive the revelation and knowledge of God's word and what God's word is saying to us so that we can be able to walk, live life that is upright and pleasing to us. And then know how to come against all the attacks of the enemy, because he doesn't change anything. He just uses somebody different. Amen. He'll use you if you allow him. So we know how to come against that thing and call it out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So you all, when we get back together on next Wednesday, amen, we're going to talk about a little bit more here as we're still studying deliverance and spiritual warfare, but about humility and knowing how to be humble and humbling ourselves. Amen. We'll talk about that more next week. We'll do a recap a little bit for those who may have missed this time. So we'll always kind of do like a little recap. For some, they don't like to go back and listen to the whole Bible study on their own. So we just thank God for you and for everyone that's here on tonight. And we pray for Pastor Manny, who's working at this time. He's not here in Bible study, but we pray God will continue to strengthen him and guide him and do all that God has called him to do in his walk with Christ. And for evangelist Sabrina Dudley this morning here in Bible study, we pray that God will strengthen her. She lost a family member, so we pray that God will Jamar will comfort her and his family during this time. Don't allow the things that happen in our life to run you away from your church family. And we are the church, and we come together so that we can encourage one another. God does not call us to isolate ourselves. That's the trick of the enemy. You are not alone. God did not make us to be alone. So we are a church. Do not forsake yourself of the assembly of the church, of the saints. Amen. That we encourage and point to one another. And so the enemy wants to get you by yourself, you know, because that's when he really can talk to you, when you're by yourself. So even when you're fasting, have someone to be with you in fasting. I fast and pray with many of people, but you need people there to gird you during the fast. Amen. So don't go at things alone. God has sent his people to be there with you, to encourage you. So don't be tricked by the enemy. I need to be by myself. I need to do this. I just can't. No. That's the trick of the enemy. Isolation is of the enemy. Amen. But God will be, God is with you. Amen. If God be for you, who can be against you? God bless you. God keep you. May God continue to strengthen you all. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity that you've given us. Oh, Lord, that you've poured into us mighty, Lord God, with revelation and knowledge and understanding so that we can apply all that we have learned here and discussed here in Bible study on tonight, Lord God, that we can use it, that we may live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight and know how to war against the enemy and be delivered by your word. And Lord, we thank you for your word, for we know your word is true. Lord, we pray right now in the name of Jesus Christ for restoration, for all restoration, oh Lord, of our health, our strength, our peace, our joy, our happiness, our finances and support right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God, restore us, oh God, to the days of our youth, Father God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We bind our mind to the mind of Christ and our will to the will of God, and we thank you, Father God, that you are with us. We love you, and Lord, we ask for more of you and less of ourselves. Father God, as we leave this life and never your presence, we thank you, Lord God, that you're with us. We thank you that even right now your angels are encamped around us, oh Lord, protecting us from seen and unseen dangers, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We love you, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. For God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. You all remember that we're still in our midnight prayer in the month of May. At 12 o'clock, join us if you can, May 1st to May 31st, and today is May 12th, and we're well in our 31 days of prayer. And if you are fasting, whatever God is directing you to cut off during this time, do that and be diligent in it. Amen. I love the time of fasting and prayer. Be still. Let your spirit be still. Feed your spirit, the word of God. Amen. God bless you. I love you, and I thank God for you. Until next time, you all be blessed. And seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and know that all that you need, hallelujah, God will add it to you. No worries, no fears. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you. See him, look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past.